A lot has changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store 35 years ago. Car phones have become cell phones, grunge band hits have become oldies, and you can order furniture online. But what hasn't changed is the way they do business, aka the Bob's way. Doing things the Bob's way means that when I shop at Bob's, I know I'll find the latest top-rated styles like the Aspen sofa for just $399, bedrooms with storage and charging, Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and more. All at 90s-era prices. There's even no money down financing and lightning-fast shipping, so you aren't stuck waiting months for your furniture to arrive. Plus, Bob's still makes furniture shopping fun, with friendly associates and cafes full of free treats and ice cream. Want to see for yourself? Stop into your local Bob's store this Labor Day weekend to party it up like it's 1991 and celebrate 35 years of doing things the Bob's way.
Summer adds up fast. A trip here, a dinner there, a couple of outdoor concerts. With all the extra expenses this season brings, it's easy to wonder if you're getting the most out of your money. That's why you need to check out Chime. They are completely changing the game with rewarding, fee-free banking, meaning no monthly fees, no minimum balance requirements, and absolutely no overdraft fees. My younger self definitely could have benefited from that. It gets better, too. You can get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of your choice. I'm talking everyday purchases like gas or groceries, all while building your credit through everyday spending with no credit check required. Plus, your savings grow faster with an interest rate that's 9 times the national average. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to chime.com/48hours. That's chime.com/48hours. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Hi, I'm Chris Whipple, the writer and one of the executive producers of the documentary The Spy Masters, CIA and the Crosshairs. What are the rules for America's spy masters in their effort to prevent the next terrorist attack? Will the White House of the future bring back waterboarding as a so-called enhanced interrogation technique? Republican candidate Donald Trump has said he would bring back waterboarding, and a hell of a lot worse. The Spy Masters addresses those questions and more as we show you the CIA as you've never seen it, through the eyes of all 12 living directors of the agency. They talk openly about the life and death decisions they've had to make, the ethical dilemmas they've confronted, and the future mission of the CIA. The documentary will air on CBS on Saturday, May 21st, starting at 9 o'clock p.m. on the CBS television network. It's a special presentation by 48 Hours. What surprised us was how stunningly candid the directors were about some of their most closely held secrets, as when Leon Panetta described the day a top terrorist was spotted in Pakistan by a lethal CIA drone. Here is a sneak peek.
That memory of going to Arlington to bury one of my officers from the CIA, Elizabeth Hansen, is one that will be with me for a long time. They put their lives on the line to serve this country. And that's what Elizabeth Hansen did. I knew that the CIA officers were there because I ordered them to be there. I had to bear some of the responsibility for having taken this risk.
Initial reports indicate the bomber was being recruited by the CIA as a source.
This was the worst single loss of life for the CIA since 1983, when a truck bomber blew up the American embassy.
This person obviously turned out to be a double agent and had blown himself up, as well as our officers. It's hard to find the words when suddenly you're told that seven of your officers have been killed and others seriously wounded. What went through my mind was the families out there who within a few hours were going to be informed that someone who they loved had been killed. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out who were the ones who pushed that button. We have a lot of sources that we rely on, spies. And so we immediately asked the question, who the hell was involved in this tragic suicide bombing? We were able to get pretty good intelligence. And so we knew who the individual was. This was a bad guy, and he was clearly a leader. Been involved not only in going after our officers, but in killing members of our own forces in Afghanistan. And it was on the day of Elizabeth Hansen's funeral that I got a call from our operations center. They thought they had pretty good information about where this individual was. Unfortunately, this individual had family and wife and children around him. And so one of the tough questions was, you know, what should we do?
Do not engage. Do not engage the mosque.
Roger.
If there were women and children in the shot, we normally would not take the shot. I remember calling the White House, and they were aware that, you know, how tough a decision this is, and basically said, look, you know, you're going to have to make a judgment here. So I knew at that point that it was a decision that I was going to have to make. I'm the one who's going to have to say Hail Marys here. I was raised a Catholic. I believe in my faith, and I rely a great deal on my faith, you know, throughout my life. I've always carried a rosary and always said a hell of a lot of Hail Marys in tough situations. And suddenly, you know, I found that I was making decisions on life and death as director. And those decisions are never easy, and frankly, they shouldn't be easy. I felt it was really important in that job to do what I could to protect this country. So I passed on the word. I said, if you can isolate the individual and take the shot without impacting on women or children, then do it. But if you have no alternative and it looks like he might get away, then take the shot.
Let's go.
Roll it in.
Wildfire, we cleared on the building. If you're cleared on the big square building, go ahead and level it. Roger that. Yeah, direct hits right there.
And it did involve collateral damage, but we got him.
Good shot.
These are tough decisions, and you're damn right, they are tough decisions. But you know, this is a war. This is a war. 9/11, these people didn't hesitate a moment to kill 3,000 people and take down the trade centers and hit the Pentagon. These are individuals that would not hesitate to attack us again. In the end, what you do, I think, has to be based on what your guts tell you is right. And that's really what it's all about. You have to be true to yourself as to what you think is right and hope that ultimately God agrees with you.
Be sure to tune in to CBS Saturday, May 21st, starting at 9 p.m. for 48 Hours Presents, the Spymasters, CIA, and the Crosshairs. Chat with members of the Spymasters team during the broadcast on Twitter and Facebook, and follow 48 Hours on Instagram. I'm Chris Whipple. Thanks for listening, and be sure to watch.
Paramount Plus is your streaming home for another unbelievable season of the NFL on CBS.
And here he goes.
Every Sunday.
Touchdown!
The most anticipated games.
Lamar going deep.
Oh, what a catch!
Football's biggest stars.
That's old-fashioned Josh Allen football.
And all the unforgettable moments.
There it is. This is history.
Sign up for Paramount Plus today and stream the NFL on CBS all season long.
See you Sunday.